morning, everybody. 4:40 in the morning if you're just waking up. Happy Saturday morning to you. If you stayed up all night with us, thanks for hanging out. We're here until 5. The morning show with Orion Samuelson coming up in 20 minutes. Mampu Bala here with you in the Allstate Skyline Studios at 303 East Wacker. Jumping on the phone with us right now is Amy Van Haren. She is the founder, the CEO and founder of an app called Pump Spotting. Their Breast Express, a 40-foot RV nursing and pumping suite, is in town this weekend at the Chicago Baby Show at Navy Pier. And Amy's on the air with us right now. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great, thanks.
Thanks for jumping up a little early with us. I imagine you're not normally up at 4:40 in the morning.
I bet there's a lot of nursing moms who are
I bet you're right about that. So the RV is traveling around the country. You're hitting 41 cities. You're not traveling in the RV. I imagine you're flying city to city and meeting the RV there.
No, I'm actually traveled most of the entire journey. There's been two of us that sleep on the RV, and we park in RV parks and show up to hang out and connect moms when we're in the towns, and then party in the RV parks in the evening.
41 cities in an RV. Now, that's got to start out feeling like, this is kind of awesome. It's like we're back in college. We're having a party in the RV. And by city number 40, you got to be like, oh, my God, get me out of this RV.
Yeah, you have moments where you feel like you've been on the road for a really long time, but we've gotten to see so many different places and we've met so many amazing people. And every time we show up, the community and the women are so excited to see us that it gives you the energy to keep going.
Well, tell me a little bit about Pump Spotting, the app, and why you felt the need to get that out there for people.
Yeah, Pump Spotting really connects women who are nursing and pumping over milk and motherhood, and it's a time period that can feel really isolating, and breastfeeding is really wonderful and important, but it can also feel really challenging. There's a lot to navigate, and sometimes it doesn't always go well, and for me, one of the things that made me feel better when I was breastfeeding my own children was talking to other women and to being part of a community. And I was living in Maine and working in California, so I found myself shipping hundreds of ounces of milk and pumping in bathrooms and just feeling really overwhelmed and isolated. And so I felt that we could use technology to build a better way to unite all of us, nursing and pumping moms, so that we made the journey easier together.
And so what do people do with the app? Does it help you find places where you can easily pump milk if you're not at home or not at work?
Yeah, we say it's kind of Facebook meets Yelp meets Boob. So women can talk to one another and get advice and cheer each other on. They can find and share the best places to nurse and pump, and they can find information.
Where do you think we're at as a society with breastfeeding in general? I feel like there is a lot more talk about, it's a natural thing. It happens. Let's quit sexualizing it and just understand that when people are feeding, they're feeding. You get backlash on it sometimes. And then sometimes there's enough talk about breastfeeding that I'll hear people talk about don't bully people into breastfeeding, because for some women it just doesn't work, and that's okay too.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of shades of it. I think the good news is interest in breastfeeding, and I think a willingness for women to want to breastfeed is higher than it's been in a while, which is a really great thing because of all the amazing health benefits for moms and babies around it. I think there are some places and some areas where we need to come a ways to support women so that they feel comfortable breastfeeding and breastfeeding in public. And I think it's something that you can never have too much support during that time period. But I certainly think there's more talk about breastfeeding than ever before, certainly in the media and government. And so it's a good time for us to really keep making positive movement in terms of making it easier and making it a part of day-to-day life and just something that women do, and that we set up a culture and a work system and a place where that's easy and supported.
How is the workforce coming along? Are more and more companies being good about either finding a room or finding a way to give women a place to be comfortable when they need to pump or feed?
Yes. I think that it's hard depending on the size of your company and your location. And I think that there's a real willingness to want to support breastfeeding women. And so definitely more companies are creating spaces. They're offering services like MilkStorp that help ship your milk should you need to travel. And they're just having conversations with management and teams about how to set up a productive and comfortable situation for women. And then I think there's still other companies that need to make improvements. But there's lots of ways to do that, and I think we're seeing great change happening.
Are there laws on the books that companies have to provide a space, or have we gotten that far yet, or are companies just being better about it because it's being talked about more?
Yeah, yep, there are laws that protect women who are breastfeeding at work that do state that everyone has to have a clean, comfortable place to pump that, is enclosed and private, and that they have to be given the time needed to be able to take the breaks. So definitely there are laws that support that and lots of management leadership that support that. It's just continuing to work on the logistics and the practicality of everyone getting on board to make that easy.
Amy Van Herren is the CEO and founder of Pump Spotting, the app that you can find on your phones. And you can see the Breast Express. It's a 40-foot RV nursing and pumping suite. It's going to be at the Chicago Baby Show this weekend at Navy Pier. Is the RV actually going to be like inside the show floor? Or is it going to be outside?
Yeah, no, we're parked right on the show floor.
Excellent. And you'll be hanging out there all weekend, right?
Yeah, we'd love to see families and moms, and looking forward to it.
You can follow them on Twitter at Pump Spotting. The website is pumpspotting.com. You can hashtag Breast Express for the tour. Thanks so much for jumping on the phone this morning, Amy.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You bet. You have a great weekend. 312-981-7200 is the number. A little more to do before we get to the morning show next, 720 WGN.